Good afternoon, Noah.
Hi, good afternoon, Maria.
And how is the kayak making project going?
Well, it's going slow but steady. We have a few participants that are committed to the project and keep coming back to finish their kayak. However, we also have a lot of people who are dropping by to, you know, try a few things like tying down the kayak and then they'll leave. So it's going steady, but yeah, it's going steady.
Okay. So how many people is there and who are they, Noah?
So far, we've only had really two people, two kayaks being built. At the so far, we're building a kayak is a large project, so it's enough to keep whoever is there busy. We have Liz Piogi. She's making a double kayak, 21 foot long, and we have a small one being built as well, more designed for children, which has been built by different community members, kind of like a community kayak, and Bonnie Holman. That's about it so far.
Okay. So what materials are you using now?
Right now, we're using store-bought wood. So we're using wood that we don't really know where it comes from. But, you know, we know it comes from Newfoundland, but not sure what part specifically. But, yeah, just wood and drills, lots of holes, lots of grooves for the lashing, and sinew and, like, a nylon twine to lash everything together.
Okay. So are you using a sealskin on the kayak?
No, I can't say we are. It's something that's been thought about. However, the amount of sewing is very high. Like, you would need six or seven, probably seven sealskins to cover a kayak, and getting people to sew together seven sealskins and then sew sealskins to even more after they cross over. So it multiplies the sewing by about 10 times, and it's something that we'd like to see happen. I'd like to see happen, I could say, but it's asking a lot of people. We're trying to simplify it for them, really.
And has anyone there tried out the kayak yet, like on the water?
No. People who've been coming by generally really don't have previous kayak experience. However, once the people who are building, once they're built, there'll be solid kayaks that people can use anywhere. Like, if they wanted to go anywhere in Labrador, they totally could. Like, and once they're built, I'll train, give them some training, and so to make it reduce the risks on the water. But so far, people don't really have kayak experience, eh?
Okay. How long will this project go on, Noah?
It's a pretty lengthy project, Maria. We're planning to build between mid-November, so we're planning to build between 5 and 10 kayaks, and sometime between now and the end of March, there'll be 5 to 10 kayaks built, hopefully with a bit more community participation. I'd like to see, like, more people coming by. It's not that hard to build a kayak, but it does take, like, a lot of steps and a lot of time and patience. That's one that's a hard one for many people, maybe.
And Noah, would you like to add anything else on this topic?
Sure. I'm thrilled to see a kayak building being in aid again. If you, a person, were to look through records, like older records, much older records, they would see many black and white photos of kayaks, you know, all across Nain, all across Ukok, Hebron, Kilinik. There's a lot of history there, and kayak is something that's both traditional, but yet it's also very much a part of the modern world. Like, kayaking is Inuit ancestry, but it's also like a multi-million dollar business as well, like with all kinds of guiding and teaching opportunities. So whichever way you go, that past or future, the kayak is still will always be there.
Okay. And Noah, I'd like to thank you for this information about the kayak making project, and have a nice day.
Yeah, thank you for checking in, Maria, and good to talk to you, and you too. Have a good day.
Okay. Nakumik.
Hi, Hilari.
Atsunai.
Atsunai.
Ah.